USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is asking the Department of Justice to appeal a Florida judge's ruling that ends the mask mandate for travel on airplanes, trains, and buses. The move coming as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reminds everyone the COVID-19 pandemic is not over.
We are making our decisions based on public health and data and what the CDC is recommending.
The Florida Senate is approving a bill stripping special status from the most magical place on earth. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis had announced the agenda for a special session to include abolishing Disney World's self-governing body. The move is partly in response to Disney's vow to help repeal the state's parental rights in education law. President Biden traveling to Portland, Oregon on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
The price of gas is creeping back up.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An investigation is ongoing after Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Peruvian ambassador's home in Washington, D.C.
The officers fired those tasers. They did not take effect. And as these weapons did not take effect, ultimately the officers end up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Canty saying the man had smashed windows with a metal stake when Secret Service agents arrived. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The defamation trial of Johnny Depp is continuing Wednesday in a Virginia courtroom. Wednesday, the actor was testifying in his defamation case against his former wife, actress Amber Heard. Depp claiming that he suffered a lot of verbal abuse in his marriage with Heard, including attacks on his parenting ability when he was taking care of their children.
Ms. Heard would tell me what a bad father I was, and that I had no idea how to parent.
The company producing the movie Rust has been fined roughly $137,000 by New Mexico after the filming cinematographer was shot and killed on the set last year. New Mexico Environment Department Cabinet Secretary James Kinney says that their investigation found that industry standards were not followed.
Our OSHA investigators have determined that Rust Production failed in their obligation to provide a workplace free of recognized hazards.
Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from Central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder. Dr. William Husell was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. The jury deliberated for just over a week after hearing 53 prosecution witnesses and one witness for the defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.